Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel, greeting you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a wonderful, beautiful morning God has woke us into. Once again, we thank Him for His many, many blessings, for His grace and His mercy. And boy, I'm just glad this morning to be a child of the King. And I pray that you are, and that you're up making preparation, if you're able, to make your way into the house of the Lord somewhere to lift up the precious name of Jesus. I tell you, the book of Revelation says, "Worthy is the Lamb." And this morning, He's worthy of your time, of your praise, of your attention this morning. You just stop and think about what He's done for you. And it will encourage you, I think, to go and do for Him today. So we certainly want to thank you for joining us this morning on the broadcast. Our service times, if you'd like to join us in person at Baptist Chapel, we meet at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning for Sunday school. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evening, we have a youth service and an adult Bible study, and that starts at 6 o'clock also. And we'd invite you out. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, and certainly we'd be glad to have you with us this morning. I do want to thank the Lord this morning, make mention of it. For 35 years of marriage. This week, my wife and I celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary, and we want to thank the Lord for that. I believe the Bible teaches that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above, and so this morning, I know without question that God gave her to me that we might be able to have this work together, and I thank Him for all that He's done and all that He does. And I thank the Lord for her this morning. I would invite you to join me in a word of prayer today. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come before You and bow our unworthy heads, oh God, we know this morning, Lord, that there's much that we don't understand and comprehend in the land and the countryside. But, oh Lord, we come this morning with grateful hearts, God. I'm thankful for the blessings of life, Father, for Your grace and Your mercy, God. I'm thankful this morning that You extended salvation unto us, Lord. And God, knowing and believing, Father, that we were unworthy of such grace. Lord, unworthy of such love today. And Father God, as we come before You this morning, we ask You, God, for the many, Lord, that lie upon the beds of affliction today, Father, them that's not able to get out to Your house, God. Father, not only that You might touch their bodies, Lord, but, oh God, Father, that You would comfort their spirit and mind. And God, that You might help them along the journey this morning. Father, we ask for the one that we were down in Kentucky, God, waiting to see, Lord, what it is they found within him. And God, believing this morning that You have the power, Lord, whatever the doctors say, You're still the great physician today. Father, whether it is or whether it isn't, Lord, the future lies in Your hand this morning. Father, we ask You today for the many, God, that we hear about from time to time. And God, the calls and the requests that are shared. Father, it seems there's sickness on every hand. Hardly a family, God, not been touched by it. But, oh God, we know this morning not only are You able to day to heal to the uttermost. Father, we know this morning there's something far worse than the temporal sicknesses of man. Father, there's that this morning that'll cause a man to live out his life here upon the earth. Lord, and at the end of the journey, hear the most awful words that have ever been recorded. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. For I never knew You. Lord, them that are lost this morning, Father, they're in far worse shape than those with the cancer, Father, the heart disease and so on. And some might say they don't suffer, but yeah, Lord, we know the time is coming that they will. will. Father God, in mercy today, once again we ask that you'd reach out unto them. Draw them into that place, God, that they can surrender. Father, give them the wisdom, the courage of faith they need, to step out on your promises. Oh God, we beg you this morning, save our people before it's too late. And God, we would ask again that you would bless the church wherever they gather and assemble, Lord. We know the weather's hindered many, but Father, this morning we wake again in the beauty of the sunlight. God, thanking you for the privilege and the opportunity. And God, and thereby we ask that you would bless your gathering of your children, God. Father, that we might lift up your holy name. And God, that we might declare your precious word. And God, that it will accomplish whereunto you send it. Oh Lord, we ask you again this morning to bless the reading, Lord, the teaching and the preaching of your holy word. God, bless Brother Mark throughout the day. Father, the good station and the all of them, God, that put forth an effort to carry the gospel unto a lost and a dying world. Lord, watch over the young men and women that serve our country today. God, and once again, oh Lord, watch over those that'll be upon the roads and the highways. God, in the coming days, God, with the weather coming in again. Father God, we just ask this morning above all that your will would be done. I'm blessed now, we pray in Jesus' name we ask. Amen and amen. I'm going to read just a verse or two out of the 5th chapter of the book of Romans. But God commendeth his love toward us. I am that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let me read a little more. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I bless his sweet name today. God commended his love toward us, brother. I'm glad this morning he did more than send me a box of candy. Boys, I'm glad this morning that he lived the life. I demonstrated unto you and I what love really is. I'm brother willingly. He laid down his life on the cross of Calvary, and brother, he didn't die for the righteous. He died for the sinner and the ungodly. I'm brother, he died for men like me, people like you this morning. I'm brother, he threw in by his love. He willingly came. I tell you what, the greatest love story ever written is here in this holy book. I know, my friend, it's not the Song of Solomon. You'll find it recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It tells how a Savior willingly praised his name this morning. I laid down his life on the cross of Calvary. I went up Golgotha's hill. Allowed them, do you hear me? Allowed them to drive nails through his hands. Allowed them to nail him to that old rugged cross. I'm brethren, if the physical mental anguish wasn't enough, how then he took upon himself how the sins of the whole world, he that knew no sin, I took upon himself our sin. I'm brother from the beginning all the way to the end. I'm brother nailing it to the cross. I'm taking it out of the way. I'm making a propitiation. I'm brother, he became our atonement. Yes, the sacrificial lamb. Yes, the scapegoat upon whom the sins were passed to. I'm brother, he became our all in all, our atonement this morning. I look at that word sometime. I divide it up carefully. I'm brother, we pronounce it at atonement this morning. But if you look closely, it says at one man. I'm brother, we're made at one with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He reconciles us. I'm brother, your religion, your beliefs, your doctrines, I won't bring you salvation. It takes the precious blood of Jesus Christ being applied to your heart. I'm brother, the ancients, some cultures worship the water, but you know what? It couldn't save them. Some worship the sun, it couldn't save them. Some worshiped, I'm brother, various deities and idols, but they couldn't save them. I'm brother, this morning, the worship of the sun we're talking about is not the sun in the sky, but the Son of God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you this morning. I'm brother, if we could only see, I believe he stands with arms outstretched, calling, pleading this morning. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, I will give you rest. I'm brother, he commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm brother, showed us, demonstrated to the world, over in the book of Luke, from the cross he looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Brother, herein is love. Hear him this morning. No, it's not found in a pretty card. It's not in a box of chocolate. It's not in a dozen roses it'll wield in a few days. Brother, it's in the precious blood of the Lamb given upon the cross of Calvary to save you from your sin, to set us free this morning. Here is love, my friend. No wonder John said, behold, what manner of love is this? The Father hath bestowed upon us that we could be called the sons of God. This morning, God's made a way for you today that you too could have this precious gift. You too this morning, I could be one of God's little children. You too this morning, I can be reconciled to God. You too can know what it means how to be at one with the Father in heaven. I'm brother, to have your sins washed away, how to be made a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm brother, my sins didn't float down how the old creek they baptized me in. How my sins were plunged under the fountain that was opened up in the house of David so long ago. I'm brother, my sins are washed away in the crimson flow of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm brother, washed away, gone forever. I'm glad this morning that God, I commended his love toward me. And the good news I share with you today is he loves you just the same as he does me this morning. I'm brother, as he stopped by and offered salvation to me, he's offering it to you today. Will you accept it? Will you receive it? Do it right now. Don't put it off. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. God bless you this morning.